I don't know what, but you know, the doctor came out each day and whatever he prescribed, that's what we took. But I know we gave quinine. More quinine than anything else.
I guess the DDT is what made a difference, I guess, in that.
Well,
I think what stopped the malaria was typhoid shots, you know. They went to give them typhoid shots.
Well,
everybody took
Dunnell never did take a typhoid shot, and he got over it, so I
did.
I guess that the DDT and spraying and getting rid of the mosquitoes had a lot to do with it.
And another thing I think helped, we used to drink water out of wet weather springs, you know, or cisterns and places like that, where now very few families that doesn't have real wells and more water sanitation than they used to have. I think this has helped a lot.
Oh, I want to ask you something else. So what names did you have for outdoor toilets when you were growing up?
The Squire House. That was usually what we called it, the Squire House, wasn't
yeah.
it? When we was going to school, we always called it the Squire House. And
any joking names that the kids had maybe?
Well, I don't think we ever called it the bathroom. It was just the Squire House, or we usually say, at school, we didn't even have a Squire House. The boys went in one direction and the girls went in the other one. They'd ask permission to go outside, and the girls went one direction and the boys always went in the other one. We just went down under the hill.
I never did figure out, you know, why they have a crescent moon shape cut in the door of them very often.
What?
They very often have a crescent moon shape. Do you know why? I've never been able to figure that out.
I don't know either. I don't know if I ever seen them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a lot of them have that sort of moon-like.
Well, I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
At home, we had the Squire House.
Yeah.
That's what we called it, the Squire House.
When you first started having indoor toilets in this area then, what did you call it?
Bathroom, usually. That's what I always call it, the bathroom.
We haven't had, what you say, inside bathrooms here very long because we haven't had electricity, you know.
We got electricity in 43, I guess. We didn't have electricity through here up until to when we had the sale that time and sold out. We had a kerosene refrigerator up before that. And we sold our kerosene refrigerator, but during the time we went to California and come back, maybe it's 42, in the fall of 42, we got electricity down this highway. And we come back, we bought an electric refrigerator.
Did you use that kind of iron you have to heat?
On the stove.
Yeah. What would
mm-hmm.
you call those?
Flat irons, usually. We used the old-time flat irons.
Guess they got pretty heavy.
They never was warm when you wanted them warm. You'd have to keep a change and go put the cold one back on the stove and get a hot one.
So you use two usually?
Yes, yeah, so three usually.
So in the summertime, you'd have to keep the house would get so hot, you know, and trying to iron. You have to keep a hot fire, you know, to keep your iron hot. It feels like you're going to melt.
We didn't have no electricity, which meant we didn't have no fans or ice or anything like that, or real cold water in the summertime.
How about the roads? Who were the roads in the county first paved? Was it previous
also? This road was blacktopped.
A good long while after we moved up where we're at now, and we moved down to 42.
Before Floyd was born, they were just putting the chat on. Remember when General took me to the hospital when
I'm
in March, when it, you know, they just had the chat on it